They cut that bone, that backbone, mm-hmm. you know, and that lean meat. That's mm-hmm. where they make pork chops out of it.
What about the tough edge on the bacon? Did you cut off before you slice it? I think it's really the skin of the hog.
It is.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the skin, that tough part, that's the uh-huh. skin, that's right.
Did you ever hear it called the rind?
No, I never hear it called that. The skin's all over. I hear it called.
And so you could take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them and season them and make
sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat, he's called a
sausage.
Well, a person at the store who kills and sells the meat, you call
he's
him
a butcher.
Uh huh. And if meat's been kept too long, you say that it's done.
He's done. Spoiled.
Uh-huh. And what inside parts of the hog do you eat?
The chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people eat, I don't.
What do you mean by the chitlins? How much is that?
You don't know what the chitlins eat?
Well, I know it's, you know, the intestines.
Yeah, yeah.
It's part. Would you also consider the stomach part of the chitlins? Or?
Well, yes, that's called the stomach.
Uh-huh.
That's the... was what we would call, that's a, well, I can't, the stomach, well, what is it? Punch.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is. You clean that punch, you see, then you have to peel that inside off. That's mm-hmm. as pretty as cleanest you ever seen, but the intestines.
What, say if you take all those inside parts, the heart and the liver and the lungs and everything, and cook them together?
Now, that's good.
What do you call that?
Hash.
Uh-huh.
You can put the liver and the melt, you know, all that in the little lean pieces of meat and the hog's uh-huh. goozle, you know, clean that all and put it in your pot and let it cook and cook you some rice or a baked uh-huh. potato and you got something good. Put an onion in it when you've got
something. Do you hear harslet or haslet?
Hashlet?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what that is. That's your hashlet.
Hashlet.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What about something you make with the meat from the hog's head?
Hog head cheese.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Yeah, there is, if I can think of it now.
Do you ever hear souse?
Yeah. Couldn't think that's what it is.
What's that?
Sow. Uh-huh. Hog head sow. But it's hog head cheese, what we always call it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear something made with the hog head cheese and the cornmeal? Something called scrapple or cripple or pawn hoss?
Don't believe.
Uh-huh. What about by cooking and grinding up the liver? What can you make from that?
Never hear tell of grinding up the liver now.
Did you ever hear anything made out of the hog's blood?
I've heard it now, but I don't know how true it is. They said that's what the weenie sausage was made out of. Now, I've always had a little doubt right there.
Made out of blood? Did you ever hear something called boudin?
Called what?
Boudin?
No.
It's something they have down, it's a kind of a sausage or something that they make down in the French area.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they use the blood.
Well,
that.
That's where that's coming from. Mm-hmm. Says they make some kind of sausage and says they make it out of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard that, but I was...
But you didn't hear it called any...
No name, just that sausage. Little weenies, you know, what they can up and put in stores.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard that. That it's made out of the blood.
Yeah.
You reckon that's true?
Yeah, I've seen, when I was in this French area, these people, they have something they call boudin, and there's a white boudin that doesn't have any blood in it. They just take the different pieces of meat and grind them up and season them and stuff them in this case and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But then she showed me something they call the red boudin. And